Now, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. I'm actually glad you could join me, as I am every week. I don't know exactly what's caused it, but there seems to be a resurgence of interest in my book. You know, maybe it's because of all the positive comments I've had on it lately. So if anybody'd like to obtain a copy of it, all you have to do is go to www.crowbarpress.com. Anyway, well, it's been a couple of weeks now since George Steinbrenner passed away, and when I heard of his passing, I remembered the first time that I met him years and years ago in Tampa, Florida. I was a little surprised because I'd heard of his reputation and about the way he treated people that and so on, but he was actually very cordial, very nice to me, and very cordial and easy to talk to, and not to mention interesting to talk to. You know, but I did quickly become aware of the fact that there was two sides to Steinbrenner, you know, and it seemed that he was much warmer and cordial to the people that didn't work for him than he was to the ones that did. And I could see how he could acquire, or how he did acquire, the reputation of being a tyrant for to those that that actually worked for him. You know, Vince McMahon Jr. Reminds me of a somewhat younger version of Steinbrenner, you know, and they both use that lofty limb of wealth and power on which they perch to secure just about whatever they want. Now, I don't really have a problem with that. Of course, that all depends on how they treat people while getting what they want. From what I saw of Steinbrenner's organization, he surrounded himself with a bunch of people that make his every wish their main goal in life. Vince runs his organization in much the same way. Most of the people that I just described that work for Vince do so under the guise labeled executive. However, in most cases, I just refer to them as gutless, sniveling, whimpering, incompetent suckasses. And believe me, I could name you a whole bunch of people that's from that work up there that certainly fit that description. And, you know, they can always be found within kissing distance of Vince's ass. Now, let's not lose sight of the fact that neither Steinbrenner or Vince cornered the market on this type of person, because every big corporation has their share. But in WWE, boy, I'll tell you, they're more than adequately represented. You know, I just had a hunch that both Vince and Steinbrenner, they kind of enjoy that kind of power, you know. And there's nothing wrong with having that kind of power if they don't abuse it. But, you know, the ironic thing about Vince and George is that for as many of those people as they surround themselves with, they neither one have one ounce of respect for any of them. You know, and they may fight and argue with and even fire people that don't cow down to them and don't agree with them and everything, but at least they respect those people. Yeah, and if I had to become one of those people that I just described to keep a job, then that job isn't worth having. As far as I'm concerned, no job's worth a man's self-respect. And it's a damn shame, in my opinion, that more people don't feel that way. If they did, there wouldn't be nearly as many of that kind left, you know. And I wonder if Vince has ever stopped to think about the degree of responsibility that goes along with his wealth and power. Because it's not just about him. You know, it's about the fact that his actions and decisions have far-reaching effects on everyone that's connected to his organization. Now, as far as Vince expanding his business and creating jobs for people, I think he's done extremely well in that category. You know, I don't know Vince Jr. as well as I did Vince Sr., who was a man that I liked and respected very much, you know, and Vince Sr. placed a great deal of value on personal and moral integrity. And the biggest compliment I feel I can bestow upon a man like that is I've always said, and I've always said this about Vince Sr., is, and I say this about very few men, is that he was a man of his word. And in my opinion, Vince Sr. was exactly that, a man of his word. In business, you know, a company is often judged by the integrity of its leaders, and public opinion in most cases can make or break a company. One reason for the success of WWE is that it's considered, for the large part, to be a strong and bold company, which, in my opinion, is a reflection of the personality of its leader. Yeah, I said leader, and that's singular, not plural, because Vince is the leader of WWE, of that there can be no doubt. But that doesn't mean that Vince hasn't made mistakes, because he has. But the difference between him and those sniveling ass-kissers called executives is that he never let a mistake stop him or even slow him down. The difference is Vince doesn't dwell on mistakes. He just moves on. Unlike some of those executives, when they make a mistake, they waste valuable company time lying about it or trying to cover their own inept asses or blaming someone else to cover their own inept ass. That's why they'll always be followers and they'll never be leaders. You know, I've often wondered how much bigger and more successful WWE would be if Vince fired all those incompetent assholes and hired competent people that had the guts to tell him, Vince, you're making a mistake, don't do this. I dare say, as huge as WWE is now, if Vince did something like that, WWE could be colossal in size, as well as integrity. You know, but it would take Vince himself to create that type of atmosphere within the executive ranks. You know, I've never been able to figure out why Vince allows these people to continue to be incompetent at their jobs, regardless of how proficient they may be at ass-kissing. Their overall competence hurts the company, in my opinion. But maybe Vince is satisfied with WWE's current size and image. And the only thing I can say is that, in my opinion, truly successful people always strive to get bigger and better. And if Vince would react in a positive manner to my suggestion, it would certainly ease the tremendous burden he has on his shoulders currently. You know, and Vince, you need to remember this. As goes the WWE, so goes the wrestling business. Well, that's it for this week's segment of Wrestle This. I hope you join me right here again next week. This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. Till then, see ya.